the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And Lundy, I'm not really sure I'm ever going to win another bet again. I went over in the featured offerings yesterday, and I think the AFC West participants in the NFL outside of a certain team in Kansas City probably could empathize. I think they have a similar feeling that matches my disdain for what's going on with my bankroll, which is shrinking rapidly, because they have an infinitesimal chance, maybe in their own minds, of dethroning Kansas City as long as Patrick Mahomes is under center for the Chiefs. And the odds certainly convey that, because Kansas City right now at DraftKings Sportsbook minus 335 to take the AFC West crown. If you wanted to toss a long shot wager, who do you think's got the better odds? Put your Denver bias aside to unseat Kansas City and maybe at least push them for a title this season. You think it's the Broncos at plus 600 or the Chargers at plus 600? And no, Vegas is not even remotely in this conversation.
I will go with the Chargers at a plus 600, and that's because I think all this Aaron Rodgers nonsense is smoke and mirrors. I think Green Bay is going to figure out how to make Mr. Rodgers happy in his neighborhood and have him throw on his lovely cardigan and show up at Lambeau just like he has for his entire career. So I actually think that this is not something that can't be fixed. Sorry for the double negative. I think that the tiff between Aaron Rodgers and the Packers can actually be figured out, and therefore I think he stays put. I am not a believer in Drew Lock. I haven't been since the time that he was drafted by the Broncos, but I did like what I saw out of Justin Herbert. So maybe, just maybe, the Chargers get a little interesting this upcoming season. So if you're putting feet to the fire, I'll take the team from SoCal.
Yeah, I'm with it there. I like the Chargers quite a bit. Defense should be improved. The offense, obviously, moving in the right direction and ascending. Keenan Allen, when he's been healthy, has been unstoppable. One of the true target hogs in the NFL. Mike Williams, we'll see if he can stay healthy, but he get a full season, hopefully, knock on wood, of Austin Eckler. And we know that Justin Herbert was the bee's knees last season in his inaugural campaign and should not be a slumper, but more of a sensation at his off. More season. By the way, the market's on Aaron Rodgers to remain with the Green Bay Packers. It's certainly sliding that direction, as Green Bay is now minus 200 to take the week one snap for Green Bay this upcoming season. Denver at plus 150, and a whole bunch of other teams there still listed, but has a snowball's chance, and you know what, of actually coming to fruition. So there you have it. Kansas City, everybody is trying to chase them in that AFC West, but maybe the Chargers can be a bolt from the blue and push them for that title this season. Look, if you want to get on that action or anything else at DraftKings Sportsbook, you need to do so right now, because it's playoff time in the NHL. It's also playoff time in the NBA. Big stakes and bigger promotions. It's time to hammer the over and score some cash. And DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to lower the over-under on a featured playoff game. All players who place a bet on the featured basketball game will have a hand in lowering the over-under on that game. That's right. For every 1,500 players who bet the over on the select game, the over-under will drop by 1 point. Every bettor, again, who hammers the over in the feature game helps to lower the game's over-under. The best part about it is, as the line lowers, the odds remain at even money. That's right. You can double your money by just hammering the over. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to hammer the over. And for every 1,500 people that bet the over in the feature game, the line will decrease by un punto. Yes, this is your chance to improve the odds of the overhitting. So tell your friends and family. This is a team effort, after all. Hammer the over and improve your odds at doubling your money. That's promo code FTN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Restrictions apply. Max bet of $25. One per customer. Offer ends 5/23/21. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana 1-800-9-WITH-IT. On this Hockey Hump Day edition of the pod, let's get to it with the Fade Five.
Number five.
Lundy, please review. How did it go for you yesterday? I heard the Canucks game was a bit of a bad beat, as there was a number of goals scored in a flurry toward the end for those that were on the over-under on the total. Hopefully that did not impact you, but hopefully you're going to be Chris Meany hot. He works over at FTM Bets, and that guy, I think, is up something like 50 units over the last 5 days. So what do you got on the ice tonight in the postseason, hombre?
Yeah, nobody's as hot as Meany is, I'll be honest with you. Thankfully, I stayed away from that game yesterday. I had thrown out as a bonus time, hey, if you're bored with some afternoon hockey in a game that doesn't matter, go with Calgary. They obviously lost 4-2. In our featured picks, though, 1-1 yesterday, said Pittsburgh would get the victory. They did. Florida, eh, not so much. Nothing like having home ice, Brad, and losing the first two games, which is what Florida has done. They've now got to go to Tampa, and Tampa's got a 2-0 lead. You knew it was trouble, though, when Florida, the first goal that Tampa scored, basically the Panthers scored it on themselves, for lack of a better way to put it. So, yeah, you kind of knew that it was going to be a long night if you had bet on the Panthers, and that, unfortunately, was me. So let's try to get back at it on a hockey hump day. Let's start with a series that is getting started, finally. Edmonton and Winnipeg, they will drop the puck at 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight. I'm rolling with Edmonton on the money line with this one, and it's been creeping up, by the way. A lot of people are leaning on Edmonton, and not a big surprise. They own a 7-2 record against Winnipeg in this 2020-2021 season, including outscoring them in those 9 games, 34-22. Edmonton should be able to take care of Winnipeg relatively easily in this one. So I'm going to jump on the money line here, roll with the hot hand and a team that has just had Winnipeg's number this entire season so far. And it's nice to finally see some of these other series getting underway. Again, some of those COVID pauses were messing with the schedule, but finally the Oilers will be on the ice, and I think they will definitely be cooling off Winnipeg.
Oilers up.
Number four.
All right, Lundy. Again, we got more postseason hockey on the agenda tonight. What else you digging?
Well, let's go to the late game. And, man, you think you're hosed. If you're listening to us in Denver and you're in the Mountain Time Zone and you're like, wait, the Avs play at 8:30? Just remember that that's 9:30 in St. Louis. I mean, yeah. The Blues fans are getting hosed with this schedule tonight. The Avs and the Blues will play game two. Colorado obviously took care of business in game one. We know this series is getting a little chippy, especially they're late, so I would expect to see a little bit of that carry over tonight at Ball Arena in Denver, but I'm actually going to go with St. Louis on the puck line with this one at the +1.5. This is +100 odds, by the way. This game was 1-1 going into the third period on Monday night. These two goaltenders were absolutely outstanding. Jordan Binnington made 46 saves on the 49 shots that he saw. Grubauer with 22 saves. These two guys were standing on their heads at time, highlight reel, SportsCenter top 10 types of things going on in that game. And I think it's going to be another close one. As good as the Avs are, and as much as they should advance relatively easily, people would think in this series, the Blues have always played them tough and the Avs have always struggled, especially when they go to St. Louis. So I'm looking at this game tonight. I fully expect Colorado to win, but it would not surprise me at all for it to be another tight game again as we get into the third period. So I'm going to take St. Louis on that puck line. Give me the goal and a half, especially at +100 odds.
Oh, I love it, baby. Burn the midnight oil, especially if you're going to stay up and watch on the East Coast for this Avs-Blues Game 2 matchup.
Number three.
All right, moving on to our MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight Player Prop of the Day in the NBA. Presented by, you guessed it, MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there. It's a DFS game unlike any other. It's just you against the house and all of your favorite player props. Put them in packs of 2 all the way up to 6. The more you hit on the more or less, the over, the under, points, rebounds, assists, even fantasy points, the more cash you stuff into your pockets at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And use that promo code FTN Again, promo code FTN. And when you do, you score a free $5 game on the house. Have an MKF in good time tonight at monkeyknifefight.com. And, well, Lundy, as you have heard, and I divulged earlier on in the podcast, my bankroll is plummeting very similar to Bitcoin prices right now. It's depressing. I'm in the doldrums, and I need to snap out of this funk. And I am going to fade the king. Yes, LeBron James. I'm going to take the under 26.5 points against the Warriors in a must-see matchup on primetime television tonight. At DraftKings Sportsbook, by the way, it's minus 113 as well on the under. Now, James has been dealing with ankle issues. He tweaked it in the last game. He had a couple of tune-ups right before the postseason, returning from that high ankle sprain. He only played four games since late March due to that setback. Against the Pacers, he had 24. Against the Pels, he had 25. In those tune-ups. Now, against Golden State in the regular season, when he's playing at full strength, 22-19 points in those pair of matchups. Why? Well, the Warriors are one of the better defensive teams in the NBA, number 5 in adjusted defensive efficiency on the year. Though, using the advanced DVP tool at FTNDaily.com, based on LeBron James's player traits, this is a middle-of-the-road matchup for him specifically. So I think 26.5 points, little rich. There's going to be a lot of dimes, a lot of boards, but the points, I don't think they're going to pile up for the all-timer and future Hall of Famer. So fade or follow under 26.5 points for LeBron James. This guarantees he's going to put up 50 like Jason Tatum, right?
Yeah, pretty much with the way you've been betting lately across the hardwood and the hardball. I'm actually going to follow you on this one, and it's because, look, we know he's been dealing with the injury. I mean, he's played in 10 games total since the All-Star break. That's how long it's been for him dealing with the injury that he's got. But the thing is, even when he has been over 30 minutes of playing time, he's only gone over this number once in those 10 games. So even when he's out on the court, even when he is getting the minutes, it's just not happening for him. And he's, you know, he's getting it done in other ways. DraftKings actually has a really interesting opt-in option where you can decide who will have the higher PRA, Steph or LeBron. Kind of an interesting little play for you, DK, for the game tonight. But in looking at the points, I think this is like a 22-23-point game with LeBron. And that's assuming that that ankle doesn't give him any fits. So I'm going to follow you on this one. This is higher than his season average. I'm going to tuck underneath, and I'm going to say he sits right around 24.
Fade the king? Maybe fade the noise.
Number two.
All right, moving on to the other playing game in the NBA postseason tonight. We got the Memphis Grizzlies going up against the San Antonio Spurs, and one guy who's going to be swiping a paw at the opposition, Kyle Anderson of the Grizz. I'm going to take the over on 12.5 points here, Lundy, at minus 115 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, Anderson has gone over this proposed total in 8 of his last 10 games, shooting the ball, stroking it well from way downtown this month, netting 45.9% along the arc. Now, he faced the Spurs back in early February, and in that matchup, 17-8-3 is what he posted. So he coasted past this 12.5 points line. This is a fourth best matchup for a 3-and-D player, according to the FTN Daily Advanced DVP tool, for the last 15 games in the NBA. If you look at the Spurs on the season, number 18 adjusted defensive efficiency and number 23 in three-point percentage D. So Anderson, again, low threshold for him to cross here. I think it's going to be anywhere between 15 to 17 points when the dust settles and the final buzzer sounds tonight. Will I actually make some money? Fade or follow Kyle Anderson over 12.5 points against the Spurs.
I'm going to keep following you just because I'm so desperate for you to finally get something right. And when you do, I'm going to celebrate with you, my friend. That's what we're going to do. Now, I like it because it's a low threshold. I think that's what you hit on right there. This is not a very big number for him to have to try to hit. The minutes are there for him. If he can maybe sink a three-pointer for you in there, he usually jacks up a couple of them. Unlike my Terry Rozier pick last night.
Dude, I have no good leg to stand on right now. So,
yeah.
I got nothing.
That was That was pretty ugly.
Yeah.
No, low threshold in obviously a make or break type of game the way they're doing these play-ins. So I'm going to follow you on this one. I think it could be close. I mean, it's not like he's this, 29, 30, 31 point scoring machine out there for the Grizz. But I do think he gets enough minutes that if he can, maybe he sinks a three for you. Maybe he finds his way to the free throw line and gets you, 3-4 points there. I think he can get it done. So I'll follow you in this matchup against the Spurs.
Bear down! With Kyle Anderson.
Number one.
All right, let's go to Major League Baseball. Let's see if we can get something right here. And I'm not going to focus on a player prop. I'll have a little something bonus time action here in a moment. But I'm going to focus on a team. And I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Phillies. And I'm going to take the under on 3.5 total runs against the Miami Marlins at plus 115. Yeah, getting seduced by that juice. Why am I fading the Phils? Well, it's pretty easy. Trevor Rogers has been money in the bank for Miami. He is on the bump, taking the ball for this Marlins team. A microscopic 1.84 ERA so far this season. He's given up 2 earned runs or fewer in 7 of 8 starts with a sterling 11.66 K per 9. Miami's bullpen, though they got beat up last night by the Phillies, they've been rather stingy this season. Number 8 and team ERA out of the pen at 3.67 are the Marlins. You look at Philadelphia, number 20 this season in total OPS and number 3 in K percentage as well. However, the Fanatics have scored 16 combined runs in their last 2 games. I think the bats will be quiet tonight because Rogers has been money in the bank. Will I cash, Lundy, on that under at plus 115, 3.5 total runs for the Phillies? Fade or follow?
Yes, follow. This is my favorite one of the day, and we're talking about a hump day hockey edition. I like this one a lot. I'm real curious to see what his strikeout prop is by the time it gets posted. As of the time of tape time, it is not posted up yet, but you're looking at a guy that even in the game that he had no decision, he still had 7 strikeouts. This is a guy that's just mowing dudes down right now. So I'll be really curious to see. My guess is it comes out probably at 7.5, something around that line. So we'll see whether or not it holds true to that, because he's only gone over that number twice. He had 8 against Baltimore, 10 against the Mets, but he's been hovering right there at 6 or 7 the entire season. But I think this keeps that run total down for Philly. So again, this isn't so much a knock on the Phils as it is just an expectation of the fact that Rogers is going to wind up looking solid on the bump for the Marlins.
Yeah, no doubt. Hopefully that fish is going to be more of a shark on the mound yet again. All right, Lundy, before we get out of here on this hockey hump day, let's get to it with some bonus time. What else you like tonight?
Well, since it is a hockey hump day, I'll do 2 bonus times in hockey. Let's talk some player props here. Let's start off with TJ Oshie of your Washington Capitals. He's only a minus 125 to have a point tonight, either an assist or a goal. This surprises me, and this number should go up as people start to wake up and make their bets today. This is a guy that had 2 assists in game 1 and a goal in game 2. He's on fire right now, and if you're going to give me a point or better at minus 125, I'm all over that for Oshie. And then how about Sebastian Aho? Yes, it's not Aho, it's Aho. Is a plus 143 to score a goal. Dude took 7 shots on goal in game 1. One of these is eventually going to find the back of the net. So if you're going to give me plus 143 on Aho to score, I'm going to roll with that because I'm getting seduced by the juice.
All right, let's get one in Major League Baseball. Then I got a 2-leg parlay that I'm going to lock and load in the NBA. First up, Corbin Burns. Yes, Corbin Burns, that's how you have to say it, of the Milwaukee Brewers, going to continue to stay hot. He's been sizzling on the mound for the Milwaukee Brewers this season. This is a Kai Lundy, and his last 19 starts, the over on his strikeout prop has hit an obscene 76.5% of the time, and I'm going to continue to ride that gravy train. I'm going to take the over at 8.5 Ks at plus odds, no less, against Kansas City. Burns has one of the best call plus swing strike percentages in Major League Baseball, 37.7%. And of course, remember, he just had that streak in most strikeouts before issuing a walk. 58 strikeouts, just 1 walk so far this season for the Brew Crew. He has hurled at least 9 Ks in all six starts this season. Though Kansas City is number 27 in K percentage on the season, however, that number has crept up here in the month of May. They are number 16 in that category. So again, Burns over 8.5 strikeouts. I'm locked in on that. And here is my little NBA two-legger that I like. Give me Steph Curry over 5.5 triples. It's the playoffs. You know he's going to be jacking a ton of threes. I understand he was under all three times against the Lakers in the regular season, but I think that changes tonight. And I'm going to slap that together with Keldon Johnson of the San Antonio Spurs, and he's just got to go Rui Hachimura, which didn't happen for us yesterday. 1-3, man. That's all we need. We need one triple from Keldon Johnson. And if that hits, to go along with Curry on the over 5.5 threes, that's plus 156. By the way, Johnson had four triples in three games against Grizzlies in the regular season. And there you go. That is a wrap on today's edition of the Faded Away's podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review as well, would you kindly? And check out FTNBets.com, FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S. And when you do, you score a sweet subscription discount today. And as always, fade. Definitely do that with me right now. Or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.